So we're here with Dean from the SQL Server Reporting Services team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So could you tell us a little bit about your role, and in particular with 2008?
Well, for 2008, my role was the test lead for the Reporting Services Server team. We owned the web service for Reporting Service, as well as the catalog and the SOAP APIs and programming APIs and so on. So it's mainly just writing new tests for the new features and testing the existing features that we've had from the past.
So. Sure. So are you new to the SQL team, or have you been around?
I've been around. I've been in SQL Server since 1992. There's one other person that's been here longer than me. My first job was testing the SQL Server engine. I was the SQL Server engine tester at the time. So.
Nice. So how have things evolved? I mean, you've seen all the releases that Microsoft has done. So what's the evolution of it been like?
Now, the biggest notice is size and complexity, from the size of the team, the number of people, to the complexity of the product features and how they interact with each other, how the product features interact with other parts of Microsoft and components of Microsoft. Just everything is order of magnitudes beyond what it was in the earlier days.
Sure. So back in the day, first when you were testing the engine, what was your tool set like compared to what you're doing these days?
Well, I wrote my test automation system. It was batch file-based at the SQL Server backend, and I wrote it, I used it, I lived with it. Now we have a central team that has a test tool development team that's 5 to 10 people, and we have 400 or 500 machines in a central lab that's a central system that executes all our tests, and we own just the one little component that drives the test for our features.
And is that test lab at the Redmond campus?
The machines themselves are actually off-site, but we have corporate support for monitoring the machines on a production basis, and we have the development team within SQL Server that's here on campus.
Cool. So for 2008, we've talked to a number of people so far, and one of the themes that's sort of been underlined is that they felt that 2008 has been a pretty smooth release and smooth development process. You're on the test side. Would you agree that compared to the past, have things operated a little bit differently, or it's been your experience?
Yes, we invested heavily into some centralized systems and processes for managing projects and so on, and that's added quite a bit of structure to the process that's really helped coordinate us with the other teams. It's added quite a bit of overhead compared to the good old days when we could just sit down and talk to the guy across the hallway and throw together a feature, whereas now it involves teams and paperwork and processes. So it's necessary, but it's some overhead.
Sure. So with 2008, jumping back, you said that you've been the test for the engine, the server components of reporting services. So that was a complete rewrite, from my understanding?
Not a complete rewrite. The main difference that we did is we removed our dependency on IIS, and we re-implemented a solution based on HTTP.sys directly. And that was quite a scary thing for us because we got a lot of value from IIS with regard to security and threat management and throughput and processing. And we had to replace that one big component and at the same time make sure that we're on par or better than it was before.
Yeah. Cool. So what's your role like on a day-to-day basis? What sort of things do you do?
We go through and take a look at the bugs that come in, and we triage them and decide, which ones we're going to fix and when. And we plan new features. Involves lots of test plan meetings and test specifications and that sort of thing. We also do a lot of lab run verification. When we have builds running on several simultaneous releases, we have to have tests running almost all the time, and whenever a test fails, of course, we need to take a look at it and see, is this a product bug, a test bug, lab issue, and so on. So that's the majority of it.
And when you're triaging those bugs, is it usually yourself with dev leads, or is it test leads, or what's sort of the group that comes together when you're looking at a problem? What's that look like?
Typically, I get together with what we call the component leads, which is dev, test, and PM for the server component, and we discuss it together and evaluate the costs and risks and so on.
Cool. So before we got on camera, you mentioned your role in the ship room. So what's that been like? What's that all about?
It was it's kind of a new role to me this time, so it was particularly stressful for me at the beginning to understand the terminology and the expectations. But basically, they get representatives from each one of the product teams to get together twice a day at 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. to discuss, you know, what issues we've hit and our progress towards our sign-off goals and, you know, what major issues we've hit and that sort of thing.
Sure. So SQL Server 2008 is right around the corner, so it's going to be your last one of those for this product. Must feel pretty good.
Yeah, that feels great. Get some sleep for a change.
Cool. Well, thanks.
All right. Thank you.